five.
Okay, so let's set this scene. You are a professor of
I was
biology.
Teaching in the University of Nairobi. Mm-hmm. I wasn't actually even teaching biology.
And you were
the first woman
with a PhD in Central Africa.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, but that was in the 70s.
Okay.
But in the 60s, in the mid-60s, when I go back home, I joined the University of Nairobi as an assistant lecturer in the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine. And it's very interesting how I go into the School of Veterinary Medicine, because I'm not a vet. And people are shocked when I say that, because a lot of people think I'm a vet.
Right. You're a biologist. I know it's
a
veterinary anatomy is the
phrase
I saw.
See, what happens is, it's a whole story, so we don't have all day. In a nutshell,
yeah.
What happened was that when I went back, I couldn't find a job in the School of Biological Sciences. But I had done something in the University of Pittsburgh with a wonderful professor, Charles Laff, a wonderful man who really guided me during my master's program in the School of Biological Sciences in the University of Pittsburgh. And that man, he was working on the Japanese quails. And he was looking at a gland called the pineal gland, which is very close to the pituitary gland. Get out of the anatomy.
All right.
And say that it's a small gland that is very underdeveloped in the higher animals, including humans. But it becomes very developed in birds. So my good professor, Charles Laff, wanted to know, how does this gland develop in birds? And can we observe anatomical differences as the bird develops from the early days past adult? And so you'd be surprised. I cut through so many brains of Japanese quails to look at this gland at different stages of development. Mm. And so I needed to process the tissues and all that. And now that technique, and I really want to say that, because so many times as graduate students, as college students, we do things that we think are very relevant, because what we want to do is to come up with the results and write a thesis and get a degree. But for me, it was that technique that I was using to process the tissues that eventually got me a job in the University of Nairobi. Because I got to the university and nobody else knew how to process them tissues. So they said, who knows how to process tissues so that you can look at them under the microscope? I said, I do. And that's how I got a job in the School of Veterinary Medicine. But because of spending over almost 15 years teaching in the School of Veterinary Medicine, in the Department of Anatomy, many of my friends thought I was a vet. So I always make a joke that they used to say, well, we are slaughtering a goat and we need a vet, so come over. I said, I do it at your own risk. And friends would call me when their cats and dogs are sick. And I say, listen, I know nothing about what happens to them cats and dogs.